This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, get you on the phone right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. Learn more about them at klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Without any further ado, let's check in with CJ. Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. Malia, how's your morning so far?
So far, so good. We're on the air. That's always a good start to our day.
That is a very important piece of what we're going to be doing. And we got a great topic. And Malia, I know you do a lot of work to bring us some fantastic conversations. This morning, we're going to be talking about something we all love, which is keeping things simple and simplifying our financial lives. We'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. But first, of course, a couple of things to keep in mind. Throughout the program, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they are here to help you. So if you have questions, even if it's unrelated to the topic of the day, anything having to do with retirement planning, any questions you may have about yourself or maybe some family members, they are great resources. They are retirement planning professionals. Give us a call at 321-1310. We can get you right on the air. Also, our thing to keep in mind throughout the program, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week, a chance to win a fantastic prize this week. $25 gift card to Disney. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. A little tip, though, just listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Before we start talking about keeping things simple, let's get to last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes. So first of all, thank you to all our listeners who call in every week to try to win the prize. Last week, congratulations to Ken from Madison. He had the right answer. Our question was, for tax year 2018, what is the maximum contribution someone under 50 can make into an IRA? The question, multiple choice was, is it $5,000? $5,500 or $7,000. Correct answer was $5,500. So again, congratulations to Ken and all. Thanks again for all of you who call in.
And you can be like Ken this week. We'll do a Klaus Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in the program. So as mentioned, we're going to be talking about ways to simplify your financial life. Let's talk about, you know, when it comes to things like keeping things simple as well as consolidating accounts. Let's talk then about kind of consolidating those retirement accounts. It can make a whole lot of sense, can't it?
It can. So I'm sure we speak for a lot of financial professionals when we say that as you approach retirement and really throughout your entire financial life, trying to keep it simple so that you can focus on enjoying life and having your finances work for you is really pretty critical. It's not to say that some level of complexity is required or needed to be understood, but trying to keep it as simple as possible allows you to focus on growing your portfolio while enjoying your life. So we tend to repeat ourselves a lot as it relates to important topics. And you've heard us use this phrase, consolidate, simplify, diversify. Consolidate, simplify, diversify. Now, there can be circumstances under which you cannot or should not consolidate assets into singular accounts. This might be the case when you're working at an employer and you're under the age of 59 and a half. You can't consolidate that into your IRA as much as you might like to. And so sometimes you can't do exactly what we're saying, but it is this notion or this theme or this concept of consolidate, simplify, diversify. Now, when we say that, there's this common misconception that having multiple advisors or having multiple accounts is safer. So they say, CJ, I don't want to consolidate, simplify, diversify, because that's an oxymoron. I can't consolidate while remaining diversified. That's why I have three financial advisors and 28 different accounts. That's a misconception. That is a misunderstanding of what diversification is. In a nutshell, asset allocation refers to the percentage that you keep in your portfolio of stocks, bonds, or cash equivalents. Again, in a nutshell, that's what diversification is about. Therefore, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That is a true statement. But that is different than don't put all of your money in, say, a Fidelity account or a Schwab account. You can have money in one institution and still be very diversified by owning multiple different securities. Or you can have one financial advisor who gives you guidance as it relates to how to diversify your investments and yet still be fully diversified. Now, I feel like we're going over this again and again and again because I'm pretty sure this might be the 100th time we brought this up on the show, but we still have people come in to our office to this day after 7-8 years of doing the show who say, look how diversified I am, and they're doing it based upon the visual effect of all the statements they have. and that's not diversification. It's the assets you own inside of the account.
Continue our conversation with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You got questions, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Let's talk to, as you mentioned, about ways to simplify, of course, consolidating retirement accounts. Also, I know one of the things you mentioned, a bunch of different statements laid out. Some people who may have a lot of different credit cards, for example, might be in that same boat.
That's right. So this notion of consolidate, simplify, diversify is not just as it relates to your retirement accounts, although that's most commonly how we see it. But it also relates to bank accounts. Mm-hmm. So we, again, commonly will see people come in and say, well, I've got this bank account for this rental property I have, and then this one, you know, if I had $100 there, they would give me another $100 to open up an account, so I have an account over there. And then my son, works at UW Credit Union, so I have some money over there. And we're just going, so how much do you have? And they go, I don't really know. And so, you know, again, the idea of consolidate, simplify is this notion of maybe pick one or two of the best bank accounts, especially as it relates to your checking and savings. Listen, under most circumstances, checking and savings accounts are not paying you a bunch anyways. And for your core banking, you might want to pick one primary institution. We're okay then if on your CDs or your money markets, you want to have one other bank account, just the one that gives you the highest interest. That's great. That's fine. But coming in and creating financial complexity as it relates to your core bank accounts just because typically is not wise. Same thing with credit cards. We see, I opened up this one at Macy's and this one at Nordstrom and this one with Home Depot. First off, if that's you, there might be some behavioral problems, right? So FYI, there could be a bigger problem if you have too many. But that's sometimes not the case. It's just, no, I just have three different credit cards because over the years, I just have three different credit cards. You might want to consider just utilizing one and making that your focus because it's a lot easier to pay off one than it is to try to keep up with money going on to a bunch of them. So again, this notion of consolidate and simplify not only applies to your retirement planning, but also applies to just your everyday financial life. Not to mention, you know, cutting out some services. Listen, my wife and I just went through this. I'm a financial advisor, and this one hit me. It was, you know, I'm pretty focused on what's hitting our bank account in terms of automatic transactions. And I said to my wife the other day, what's this Amazon one? And what's this Apple one? And it's just, I've noticed it's coming through for a few months and it's just consistent. And she goes, I don't know. And it was just these auto services. And Netflix and right and all the stuff that just auto drafts from your account. And before you know it, you're going, I don't even know what this gives to us. I shouldn't be laughing about this. It's a little pathetic. And so we just had to cut them out because, one was a music subscription and another one was something else. And so just about every 6 to 12 months, stopping and looking at the auto drafts that are coming out of your account to cut them out or cut them down would be wise.
All those little $9.99 a month subscriptions start to add up real
death
quick.
By 1,000 cuts.
Yes.
That's what I call it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well stated. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got questions for CJ and Malia, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you missed part of this week's show, I know a lot of people get a little busy. Sometimes you're coming and going from your car. Love the program. Maybe you missed something. something, don't forget, if you're at KLOSFinancial.com, you can download the most recent as well as all the old podcasts as well from KLOSFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. We'll talk a little bit about getting a handle on your debt and how that can really make life a whole lot easier. We'll talk with our retirement planning professionals from KLOS Financial about that next, as well as take your calls. 1310 WIBA News Times, 816.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ KLOS from KLOS Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can call KLOS Financial anytime. Set up an appointment. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget. Get that first appointment at KLOS Financial. It is complimentary, not going to cost you a thing. Again, telephone number 442-5637 and online klosfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Talking about simplifying your life, making things easier on you, and of course, as we were talking last segment, also saving yourself some money when you start looking at some of those services and other places you are spending money. Having a complicated life and those type of things can cost you some money. Let's talk about getting a handle on debt. We left off in that last segment bringing up some of the charges that those reoccurring things that you may not even know about. Just debt in general, I've got to assume getting that under control or even eliminating it, that'll help simplify things as well, won't it?
It sure will, Sean. And I think, as CJ keeps on pointing out, we repeat things over and over again on this program because they're really important items to take seriously, especially as we work with people, making sure that they have their debt under control as they're trying to plan for a retirement, and hopefully a retirement where they're not feeling every day like they can't spend a cent. And really having that debt under control is going to make the biggest, biggest difference. So looking at becoming debt-free is really the best way to simplify your financial life. And honestly, for a lot of people, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to have a plan, but just establishing a plan is at least getting things in the right direction. So debt doesn't just cost you money. It overall just makes your life more complicated, worrying about, did I pay that bill? Are there late charges? Is my check going to bounce? All those things that it's kind of a vicious circle. When you have a lot of debt, you end up usually with bad credit, and it just keeps on eating away at you. But we see that it can, there can be a solution, and it starts off with the plan. And the reason we're bring this up on our show today is because, in an ideal world, we would like to see our clients retiring with the least amount of debt possible, preferably no debt. But everyone has a unique situation. So what we found, though, is especially in the last 10 years, is that people are starting to actually save less, put away a little less, and actually increase their debt. So it's kind of an astounding fact. Americans aged 60 to 69 at the end of 2017 had almost $2 trillion in overall debt. Oh. Now, these are the people that are heading into retirement. They had almost $2 trillion. We looked at 10 years before that in 2007, they only had just over $1 trillion, which was still a lot. But in 10 years, it doubled.
Wow.
We're looking at Americans also over the age of 70, and they had almost $1 trillion in debt. So It's not that the problem's going away, it's increasing. So again, if you ask us, is there any good kind of debt? Well, debt really creates a vicious circle in your life. So in an ideal world, as we move clients closer to retirement, we want them to be looking at what are their most expensive debts. How can we have a plan for those to be eradicated so that they can actually enjoy a retirement not stressing about whom they owe? Alongside of that, as we're talking about simplifying, getting rid of debt, really we have to talk about your goals. And most of us, I think, at KLOS Financial are very goal-oriented, if not a little overkill on that, not mentioning any names. you know, looking at goals at the same time, and that's what we're doing. We're saying, okay, well, it looks like we need to reduce your debt, but we also need to increase your retirement, the amount you're putting away. And it really is confusing. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I've got this credit card debt, I got this IRS debt, I got, you know, but you're telling me to put more in my 401k. And that's why we really want people to seek out a professional to help them kind of organize those thoughts. Because if you focus on one goal, you're likely to be successful. And meaning that if the most important one on your stack of things to do is debt, then that needs to be attended to first, which is, you know, I'm speaking from as a mother who has children in college trying to pay tuitions and also at the same time save for retirement. It's a delicate balance. It really, really is. But without a plan, you're not going to get very far. So we just want our listeners to really hold on to that. And another area where we can help simplify your life is in your financial life is really look at getting rid of all that paper that you have at home, all those statements. Again, if you listen to CJ, he's telling you, let's reduce the number of accounts you have, maybe the you know, having less credit cards. And what happens is a lot of people have not adjusted to having their statements come online. They're still getting it sent to them in the mail. And so less becomes less if you start reducing those accounts. And what really worries me is when people tell me, just yesterday, a daughter came in and said, yeah, we're trying to help my mom get organized. And we walked into her house and she has all these statements, like boxes of statements just out for anybody to be able to see. And what we want our clients to be able to do is shred, shred, shred. And because really, the identity theft we hear about in the United States, it starts in your mailbox. It really does. And not to scare people, but this is absolutely true. And, you know, I looked at one website. You can Google fightidentitytheft.com. And they suggest any piece of paper you have in your home that has a signature, an account number, obviously a social security number, a medical or legal information or any credit card offers, all of those need to be shredded because if they're in your trash or in your mailbox, the likelihood is they could get stolen. So you really need to reduce the accounts, and for any statements you do receive, start shredding them. We're not talking about some of your statements you need for your taxes, but we're saying just keep less in-house and intact.
Great advice, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. It's spelled Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. Also listen to this as well as the previous podcasts as well up online at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also wrap things up about some other investing principles that can help simplify your life. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. First appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later on in this segment. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, got a $25 gift card to Disney. We'll tell you how you can win that again a little bit later on in the program. Before we get out of here today, though, we've been talking about keeping things simple and simplifying your life. Let's talk about some other investing principles that can kind of help simplify our lives and specifically our investing lives.
Yeah, so a couple other principles to be thinking about here as it relates to simplify. And by the way, before I even get into this, you know, wow, that last segment that Malia went over is powerful to think of the fact that people entering retirement in the last 10 years have doubled the amount of average debt they're taking into retirement. That's a big deal. That's something that that certainly may not be true of our listeners, but we need to be careful of with our families at large, making sure that we don't become a product of the cycle of debt in our lives. But a couple other principles as it relates to consolidating and simplifying and diversifying would be: know your time frame and your own risk level as it relates to investing. So the amount of time you have to invest your money can and should have a major impact on your asset allocation. Said another way, the amount of time you have to invest can and probably should have a major impact on how much stock you have in your portfolio versus more safe and secure investments. Stock has the potential to be a great engine. Truth be told, if you could point to one massive wealth creation tool here in the United States, and I know some people are going to hate me saying this, but it's the truth. The number one greatest wealth creation tool in the United States was the New York Stock Exchange. Period. There are no questions about that. Anybody wants to debate me on it, please bring that up. Nothing more than stock has created more millionaires in the United States who don't even run these companies. They just invest in them. So again, I don't mean to make people angry about it, but that stock has an engine to your overall wealth creation. But it has a risk, right? That's just the reality. You can invest in a stock and it can tumble on you. And if you're in retirement, you have to be careful of that. So know your time frame, know your risk level. Not everybody should even be touching stocks, by the way. It may be too risky for some. And then finally, one of the most important things we can bring up on this show is seek professional guidance. It does not have to be us. It can be a good accountant, a good estate planning attorney, another good financial advisor that you already know, somebody you're working with, to sit consistently with. We have a theme in our business, or we have a saying in our business, which is financial planning is a living, breathing process. Meaning it changes, it's dynamic, it morphs. You know, today we're focused on debt elimination, tomorrow we're focused on trying to save for grandkids, the next day we're focused on moving to a warmer state with a better tax environment. It changes all the time. And so having a trusted professional that you can sit down with who's eliminating conflicts of interest, so isn't just selling you stuff, who can give you advice is, you know, priceless.
Fantastic information. He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. And they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you missed any of today's show, it was fantastically informative as always. Don't forget you can listen to the podcast as well as previous shows podcasts right up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not only is, of course, not going to charge anything for that initial appointment at Kloss Financial, that's also the number you're going to call in just a moment for the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Disney. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this: how much debt did Americans age 60 to 69 have at the end of 2017? Multiple choice answer here. Was it A, $1 billion, or B, $2 trillion? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card for Disney. And again, don't forget that is Kloss Financial Office, their telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their number, 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Great talking to both of you. We'll be checking in with Dr. Hemkiss next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.